Nation.
You're batting 1,000% so far.
Different kind of vibe today.
How about the horns, they blowing that sound?
How about the Sultans of Swing? We could listen to this, but I suppose I should talk to JR. He's waiting.
Okay.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, which is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. And now let's go to their best sporting clay and shooting range, Colorado Clays and JR. Good morning, JR.
Good morning, Terry.
I'll tell you what, we've been talking fishing and waterfowl hunting so far, but there's a couple things coming up. I want to talk about the things you do at your rifle range with big game coming up. But before we even get to that, there's this stupid hunting season that was created to sell ammunition. It has nothing to do with harvest. That was that you guys there seem to treat like Christmas. That's almost here, and that's dove season.
That's true, Terry. And, you know, I do actually have something to say on that. I think first, you know, I'm going to let everybody know that, of course, here at Colorado Clays, we're Colorado's premier public shooting facility, and we do feature the finest in those rifle, pistol, trap, skeet, and sporting clay shooting opportunities. And those are open to everyone. We're open year-round, handicap accessible. We employ the best staff in the industry, and we've been serving Colorado's Front Range shooting enthusiasts for over 22 years. So understand whether you are an individual, maybe friends and family, bachelor party, bachelorette party, want to do some team building, corporate, or fundraiser, Colorado Clays is, of course, the number one destination for all of those. But, you know, Terry, Doug and I were out fishing a couple weeks ago, and it ended up that our success for the day kind of hinged on us being able to make some, you know, very accurate casts into some tough cover. And I think the moral of that is if you are someone that hasn't been shooting at Colorado Clays during the off season, and maybe the gun's dusty and your shooting skills are a little rusty, this is where even a single trip to Colorado Clays can make all the difference in not just being ready and feeling confident, but, you know, making sure that on that first day of the year, whether it's small game, big game, or birds, you're ready to go.
Well, you know, it does make a difference. All kidding aside, shooting is a perishable sport. I say that all a skill. I say that all the time. And you need to be ready and you need to be confident. And whether it's bird hunting or the waterfowl hunting we've talked about, but let's talk big game for a minute. You owe that animal that you have the skill, that you understand your capabilities, so that you're not taking a shot that's outside of your capabilities and that you're confident in making that shot so that you make an ethical, clean harvest of that animal.
And you're right, Terry. And we've talked about what a big part of any hunting, the ethics, and we owe that resource a tremendous amount of preparation to make sure we do good harvest, clean kills and such. But I'll tell you what, we do have a state-of-the-art NRA-approved rifle and pistol facility. Specifically on the rifle side, we have that camera on the target, the monitor in the bay, and a real-time sight-in opportunity for anybody that wants to dial their stuff in. And I think something else that's coming up here, Terry, and you can check our website, is a lot of people should take advantage of our sight-in clinics. We have a couple of our experts that will be doing clinics on the weekends before everything gets going here, and you can get that one-on-one help with everything, all aspects of shooting your gun, learning things about a gun you thought you knew everything about, and work with some of the best people in the business on getting dialed in.
No, and it makes a big difference. The other thing we should mention, you know, muzzle loader season's right around the corner, and there's not a lot of places where you can shoot a muzzle loader for practice, but you can at Colorado Clays.
Absolutely, Terry, and that's the beauty of our semi-indoor facility. So we have a covered shooting area, very nice stalls and what have you, but rather than a flat roof, we have that baffled open air natural light and airflow, so muzzle loaders are welcome. We also have intermediate targets at 50 yards, so just getting that gun on some paper and then stretching it out, you can learn everything about your gun and do it in kind of a timely manner and really enjoy prepping for your big game season.
Well, another thing that I really preach too on the rifle or muzzle loader is shooting from different positions, because unless you're just in a stand, and even if you are, when you turn or the one's off to the side, people don't understand how when you torque your body or lay down or stand up or don't shoot on sticks, what a different trajectory your firearm has.
Absolutely. And that's one of the beauties of coming to Colorado Clays, Terry, is that you actually can find out what those weaknesses are and correct them before you get into the field. And, I mean, this carries over from the big game and into the birds. I know we have those doves coming up, and I know you love shooting at doves, Terry. I mean, really, think about it. A round of sporting clays has such a variety of target presentations that simulate shots you may encounter in the field, and that's by design. And, of course, we've talked about this. The clay target is about the size of a dove, so it's practice on them can even help with judging distance and lead on a dove. And probably the best part is that you can find the shot that gives you the most trouble and work specifically on that. So just one trip to Colorado Clays can tell you more about where you're at in your shooting than wasting half the season before you realize it.
You're absolutely right. Brad, I got a question for you. I know you do a lot of shotgunning and a lot of it's waterfowling. And your knowledge of sporting clays, is there a particular setup, whether it's skeet, trap, sporting clays, that is more applicable to the waterfowl hunter?
You know, it all depends on how they set up the sporting clay range. But usually the springing teal or the one that's going away, which would, you know, be a jump shooting type opportunity. And then the other one that always is challenging to me is those further distance crossing shots. You know, maybe the birds have come in and looked at your decoys, but they haven't committed. And so that's the one that I like to spend a little bit extra time on. I don't do much rabbit hunting. I shoot those real well, but I usually skip those to spend a little bit more time shooting those a little bit more challenging, or the overhead shots. That's one that the dove hunters really need to get a feel for. And the big key, I see the biggest mistake people make is they forget to follow through when they haven't been shooting. They stop their gun, and that's what's causing a lot of the problems.
All right, before we let you go, JR, if I come out and I have a particular type of shot I want to work on, do I have to go through a whole sporting clay, or can I shoot one or two stations, or can I just spend my time on skeet and trap?
Well, Terry, my best recommendation is when you get out here, look me up. Talk to one of my range officers. Tell us what you're after. We'll give you some options, and you can certainly go down and work on anything you want as much as you want. That's what we do, and we do it better than anyone.
All right. JR, tell them how they find you.
Certainly, anytime. Give us a call, 303-659-7117, or go to the website, coloradoclays.com. And, Terry, if you really want to know how we do things, take the virtual tour, and then come on out and see us.
Well, I just know that in a couple weeks I'm going to be around, and my phone better ring to go fishing.
Okay. Take it off vibrate.
All right, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Terry. Have a great day.
You bet. JR from Colorado Clays. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, Brad and I are going to finish the show up by talking duck hunting right here in Colorado on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.